So fast rewind a year ago in Newport, we were talking about life in the future. Seems like a lifetime ago. We're with Samara Joy. Samara, welcome back to Rochester.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's beautiful.
So in Newport, we're talking about literally life and what you thought was going to happen, what you wanted to see happen. When that when those things happen, what's it like?
It was pretty surprising for me, but we've been taking it all in stride, you know, one day at a time of grappling with this new reality. A lot of more people know who I am and what I do, so just a lot more opportunities to share music.
When we were speaking last time, you were talking about really the social media part being almost a full-time job, literally just documenting your life and the things, everything goes to a performance, goes into just you living your life. How have you been able to keep the balance of the real life along with the virtual life?
Oh, that's been pretty tough. But I find that whenever I have a moment to be home, I spend it with my family. I think that they're one of the main sources of being grounded, at least for me, you know, just to spend time doing regular things, watching TV with my mom, eating my dad's oatmeal and cooking and that kind of thing, you know. So that's usually what helps to keep the balance between everything.
So when you're not listening or performing music, what do you like to do?
I like to roller skate. I like to take long walks around my neighborhood. I like to learn how to cook new things. Social media is good for that, new recipes and stuff. Shows.
And talk a little bit more about your grandparents, because a lot of we talked about it last year, but just folks really need to know your grandparents and their legacy with music. And can you talk about what their legacy means to you?
Well, I think that they definitely started something beautiful when my grandparents, Elder Goldwire and Ruth McClendon, started their choir. But it really started, I think, at home before the choir even started. You know, they were singing in church. They were active in church. My siblings and my parents and my dad and his siblings would play in church together, and they would sing on the streets in Philly and stuff like that. And so that legacy, I mean, it means everything to me, because I feel like it's so pure in the way that, like, they sang and they played and they worshiped and they shared music together as a family for something bigger than themselves. And so that's what I hope to carry on. You know, it's like I'm so proud of that, and I hope to carry on that as well. It's like using whatever gifts that, you know, we're given as a family to share with the world and hopefully, you know, change it for the better.
I think you're doing it. And thank you for doing it.
Of course. Thank you.